American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
The imbalance is so great that the United States cattle industry is absorbing this tremendous deficit, and it's avoidable and it's unnecessary.
That's Bill Bullard with RCAF USA on revising NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement.
If we look at the last 3 years of trade in cattle and beef, we see that each of those 3 years, the U.S. sold to Canada and Mexico about $2 billion worth of cattle and beef, $2 billion. And in each of those years, Canada and Mexico turned around and sold us here in the United States $4 billion worth of the same commodities. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that Canada, Mexico, and the multinational meat packers that are benefiting from this lopsided arrangement will continue to play that game until the United States quits.
Bullard says his organization's recommended to the U.S. Trade Representative 7 measures to improve NAFTA.
Number one, what we need to do is reinstate country of origin labeling. We need to give consumers the power to decide at the market where they want their beef produced. We also need to rewrite the rules of origin. We should stop the packers from continuing to put a USA label on beef, even if that beef is derived from animals from Canada and Mexico. In other words, imported animals. Number three, we need to establish special rules for perishable products, recognizing that when cattle are ready to be marketed, they can't be stored. They have to be marketed in a relatively short period of time, and they are highly sensitive to changes in import supplies. Number four, we need to designate cattle and beef as like-kind products. That way, if beef supply increases cause cattle prices to decline, we would then have recourse to address that problem as a cattle industry. Number four, we need to reinstate tariffs. We need to readjust what we have as disparate pricing between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Then what we need to do is rebuild and re-strengthen our food safety standards that have been weakened, and then protect our herd health by reimposing import restrictions.
That's Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, and I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.